Welcome to Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua of Christ Is All Ministries. It is easy to fall into the worry trap, especially in times of trial. We often get ahead of ourselves and ahead of God as we attempt to predict the many ways a trial may pan out. But rather than being overly concerned about the future, we must focus on the present and trust in God's provision. You see, a typical human response to bad news tends to move automatically to a state of worry and anxiety. Jesus acknowledged the inherent challenges of daily life and encouraged believers to focus on the current day rather than being overly anxious about tomorrow. The principle is to approach each day with faith and reliance on God's guidance, taking one step at a time. In today's sermon titled, Learn to Live One Day at a Time, Evangelist Paul Acqua encourages you to cultivate a mindset of faith, taking each day as it comes and entrusting the uncertainties of the future to God.
Every day, a new day arrives. Either way, Jesus tells us to live one day at a time. He tells us not to worry about tomorrow in Matthew chapter 6, verse 34. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. Jesus tells us also to ask God for our daily provision in Matthew chapter 6, verse 11. That's when he was teaching his disciples about how to pray, the prayer that we call the Lord's Prayer. And he said in Matthew 6, 11 that, give us today our daily bread. Notice that he did not say, give us tomorrow our provisions or our daily bread. He did not say, give us next week's provision. God wants you to trust him on a daily basis, which is why we need to live one day at a time. My friend, you have grace for today. God is with you right now as I speak. What can you do today to move in the direction of what God is calling you to do? Don't discourage yourself. Get excited about the future, but focus on what small steps you can take today in order to move you in the direction that you want to go. That is your God-given purposes or goals. You see, the Bible says in Psalm 118, verse 24 that, this is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. You see, this is the day the Lord has made. Who did he make the day for? Let's ask this question. The Bible says that God is the Ancient of Day. God is Alpha and Omega. He is the beginning and the end. He doesn't need a day. He exists outside of time. Before there was a day, he existed. He created a day. He is the one who created time. God didn't create day for himself. He didn't create time for angels. He created for you and me. This is the day that God made for you, so you can walk in your purposes. This is the day that God made for you, so that you can be closer to your destiny. This is the day that God made for you, so that you can enjoy your salvation. This is the day that God made for you, so that you can walk in all the good works that he has planned already for you, the good works that he designed for you even before you came onto this earth. The Bible says today is the day of salvation. Tomorrow is not the day. Yesterday wasn't the day. We are talking about today. So I'm not going to wake up and let tomorrow's worries overwhelm me. I'm not going to let the worries of the future consume me. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow. That's what the Bible is saying. For tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. Therefore, learn to live one day at a time, my friend. I'm not going to wake up and let the fears and worries and distraction and anxieties and all this pressure just distract me. I have got to pay these bills and I need to do all this and so on and so forth. My friend, each day has trouble of its own, so don't let future worries just consume you. No, I need to structure my day according to what God has put in my heart. So I govern my day and take control of my day and live my day the way God wants me to live it. Live your day the way God wants you to live it, my friend. I'm not going to live my day in fear. I'm not going to live my day being anxious. I'm not going to live my day worrying about tomorrow. That's what Jesus is advising us to do. Live one day at a time. Hallelujah. So my friend, say to yourself, I am not going to live my day intimidated. I'm not going to live my day cowardly. I am going to rejoice in it because it's a day the Lord has made for me and you to walk into our destiny. If I can learn how to live one day at a time, I can do it again and again and again, and that's the key. If I learn how to live one day at a time and say this is who I want to be today, then tomorrow is like, well, this is who I want to be today. The next day, this is who I want to be today. I can assure you that before you know it, you will learn that you have stepped into a destiny you never could have reached through stress and worry and being anxious and depressed, my friend. It's a day one at a time. God has amazing things in store for us, but the way we experience them is one day at a time. Therefore, I encourage you to not worry, not stress out, not to be concerned about you are missing out on your potential, and just have a vibrant relationship with God. Ask God that, how can I enjoy you as much as possible today? And train yourself to do that consistently. You will be amazed at the things that will happen to you. You will look back and say to yourself, I cannot even believe what God has done in my life. And it happened without me being anxious. It happened without me being worried. It happened without me being depressed. That's what I'm talking to you about. Give your entire attention to what God is doing right now. And don't get worked up about what may or may not happen tomorrow. God will help you deal with whatever hard things come up when the time comes. This is a promise. He said tomorrow will take care of itself. Today has got its own troubles. Just focus on today. We are not talking about the fact that you don't think about the future. That's not what Jesus is saying. You may say, okay, what about if you have strategic job, a job that involves a lot of strategies and planning? I am not talking about not planning for the future, but I'm saying today, what kind of strategy should you put in place? What can I do about that today? Maybe here are 20 things that need to get done for this job. So you have a strategy and plan mapped out, but I cannot do all of that right now. It's basically, what can I do today to reach that goal? That's what we're talking about. As for your job, you can plan it all out. But with your overall walk with God, with your relationship with God, you cannot map everything out because God is surprising God. He can do exceedingly abundantly above your expectation. You know, with God, God can bring out things beyond what you can imagine. When it comes to your job, yes, you can plan some things out. So I'm not saying that don't plan. I am a planner. I love that. But I plan for the future, enjoying today, living one day at a time. That's what it's supposed to be, my friend. I'm talking about today. It's not just about what makes me happy today, but it's what can I do today that will help me get there tomorrow. It's about thinking big about the future and living in the moment with intentionality. but still enjoying it and trusting God. So some people very naturally say, I just want to party and have fun and go crazy, and who cares about what will happen tomorrow? And other people say, no, I don't have to have fun at all, because someday I may retire and have more time. My friend, it's neither one of those. It's not a combination. It's neither one. It's all about, no, I want to go the direction God is leading me. I don't know all the details, but I know that trusting Him will help me get there. I know that being wiser will help me get there. I know that more revelation will help me get there. So what can I do today to help me get to my destination? It's about being very purposeful and not living life aimlessly. I love thinking about the past and good memories and things like that, but you cannot live there, because if you say, I love the past, I love that season so much, I'm just not going to enjoy today, then you're gonna miss out. These are past memories. And if you're thinking about the future is not yet with you. But with God, you just trust Him one day at a time, and He will take you to your destination. Focus on today. And today, what you do will help you to walk into tomorrow's achievement. So let me ask you a question. What's the first thing that man needs to fulfill his purpose? What's the first thing that man needs to live the abundant life that God created for us? It's a day. You start with a day. As simple as that sounds, that's powerful. God gave us structure. He gave us day. He gave us weeks. He gave us months and years. He gave us seasons. This is God's provision for our purpose. And so the first thing that man needs to fulfill his purpose is a day. If I waste a day, I waste a week. I waste a month, and I waste a year. And then I waste my entire life. So a day is very important to God. That's why the Bible says, this is the day the Lord has made. We shall all rejoice and be glad in it. So if I maximize a day, I maximize a week. I maximize a month. I maximize a year. Then I maximize my whole life. And so it starts with a day. The journey to 1,000 miles begins with one step. We cannot despise the small things. We may think, I will do it tomorrow, or I will do it next week, or I will do it next month. And before you know, you've wasted a month. You've wasted a year. We know that this was the day that God put something in our heart. And the day that God put something on our heart is the day that we start working towards that thing. My friend, if you want to accomplish great things or be successful in life, then start today. If you want good grades for your subject, as a student in your subject, you want better grades, then you need to start working hard today. If you want a good job, start working on it today. You want a good marriage, start working on it today. You want good career, you must start working on it today. Today is so important. The day that God put something on your heart is the day that you start moving in that direction. A day is very important because you become what you do every day. You don't have to be distracted, thinking about the past and getting worried about the future. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will take care of itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. You need to know that, my friend. Your life takes the shape of what you do every day. Your life is not going to be what you want it to be unless you start with today, doing what you need to do. You are what you do every day, my friend. Your life is not going to be what God put in your heart unless you start moving in that direction today, and you move in that direction tomorrow, and eventually you get to that place. You walk into your destiny. God has got good plans for you, and he will lead you to the expected end that he had for you. But that will only happen if you start today. And what we're talking about, if you haven't received Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, then you have no part in this. But that's not the whole story. You can take the wisest decision today. You can take that wise decision right now by giving your life to Christ. And if you will, you may pray this prayer after me, saying every word from your heart. Say, "Dear Lord, I recognize that I am a sinner and need to be saved. I understand that Jesus died in my place and suffered the judgment of my sins. I believe that Jesus rose from the dead and he is at the right hand of the Father. Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you. Come and live in my heart and be my Lord and Savior. Thank you for saving me. Amen."
Thank you for joining us today on Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua. If you enjoyed today's message, be sure to tell a friend. Also, make sure you never miss an episode. If you have any prayer requests, you can contact us at +44 787 945 6907. You can also visit www.ciamint.com for more resources to help you dig deeper into your Christian life. Christ is all ministries, sharing Christ, changing lives.